Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this March 24th of 2025. Anti-Elon and Trump rallies are happening across the country as there's a grassroots movement building against MAGA Republicanism's brand of white Christian nationalist corporate authoritarianism. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Progressive Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are storming the country with their Fight Oligarchy rallies, which is attracting thousands to attend. Numerous empty chair town halls are happening across the country as well, where progressives, independents, and some Republicans hold these town hall events since, you know, their MAGA Republican representatives are too cowardly to attend. In Michigan, for example, an empty chair town hall event in Traverse City, put on by Traverse Indivisible and Leelanau Indivisible, was packed for MAGA Republican Congressman Jack Bergman, with hundreds more watching it online. Bergman, who also spends a lot of his time in his other home in Louisiana, has not held a town hall event for his constituents since 2017. It leads too many to question if he's mentally and physically fit for his position, but to MAGA Republicans in Congress, it doesn't matter since they want Jack being a rubber stamp for Elon and Trump as they decimate programs and protections for working-class Michiganders in order to enrich their corporate friends and benefactors. But that wasn't the only event in Michigan over the weekend. Grassroots organizers showed up at Congressman Tom Barrett's office in Lansing, delivering over 2,000 signatures demanding the Charlotte MAGA Republican to appear for a real town hall event for a change. You see, Barrett's only done a phone-in town hall, which is exactly what Republican leadership has instructed all of its members to do now. In another event over the weekend, an empty chair town hall event for MAGA Republican empty suit John Molinar in mid-Michigan took place thanks to the good people of Indivisible Central Michigan. That event attracted over 200 people to attend. And also over the weekend, hundreds of Detroiters, Michiganders, and Canadians gathered in Hart Plaza in downtown Detroit to show their displeasure of the Elon and Trump regime. Now, the people are coming out and letting their voices be heard, and I actually think this is better than one giant march because these smaller events are grassroots-driven, connecting people, and it's helping form a message across the country that the people aren't just against authoritarianism, but they want to know that Democrats are hearing them and they want someone to lead. In just 60 days, the people are fed up with Elon and Dear Leader Trump's plans to enact Project 2025, that white Christian nationalist and corporatist dream wish list in which they want to eliminate as many federal employees as possible so they can drown government in a bathtub, while at the same time erasing the histories and existence of marginalized Americans. They want to know that people are hearing them, and they want fighters. Today's Democratic Party leadership is not answering the bell. Now, I've already said my fair share of New York Senator Chuck Schumer, but he's just a symptom of the problem inside the Democratic Party. In Michigan, Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin said she's not going to yell and be an activist for the people. But that's what the people want. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer isn't making speeches, attending rallies, or, here's a thought, promoting a bold progressive agenda on behalf of the people. Maybe something that could be viewed as an anti-Elon and Trump agenda. Democratic State Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak, who might be running for the soon-to-be-open U.S. Senate seat in Michigan, told Michigan Advance that she's also frustrated with the Democratic Party and that they need to recognize that this is a very, very different moment with a very different Republican Party, and they have to learn how to fight differently than what she thinks her party has done here in the past. That's pretty good there. That's a good start. I mean, where are the bold ideas from Democrats to counter against MAGA Republicanism? Where is the progressive version of the right-wing Heritage Foundation's Project 2025? Grassroots organizers right now are showing the country just how many people out there are scared and upset over the Elon and Trump regime. Now it's time for true Democrats to step up and lead with conviction and vision. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.